Well, we have quite a powerful gospel for us today. I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Rejoice, for your names are written in heaven. So really, this gospel is about Christ versus the world. I know that's a little on the dramatic side, but it's accurate. On one side, we have Christ and all of his allies. And on the other side, we have the world. So let's expand on both of those just a little bit, shall we? When the Bible and other, you know, ancient writers talk about the world in this context, it doesn't literally mean the planet Earth. Rather, it's more like the summation of all that is bad and harmful, the big stuff and the little stuff alike. All right, those are the serpents and the scorpions. When Jesus said, "I am giving you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions," he wasn't telling the disciples to become pest exterminators. Okay? We all understand that much, at least, I think. Like, the disciples didn't go out hunting snakes and bugs. No, they were proclaiming the good news and healing the sick. So in essence, they were resisting the world. They were resisting all the evils, big and small, wherever they could be found. Okay? So that basically boils down to sickness, sin, hopelessness, and fear. If you add all that together, you get the world, in the biblical sense of the word. And against all of that, you've got the power of Christ in all of its forms. So it includes, you know, Christ himself, obviously, you know, especially the 33 years or so that he walked among us on this earth. It includes his disciples. It includes the apostles. It includes anyone throughout history who has truly devoted themselves to Christ. The power of Christ includes the Holy Spirit whenever he chooses to move within us. Okay? Have you ever had a friend that said just the right thing at just the right time to move you closer to God? That is the power of Christ. And it's the power of Christ even though your friend isn't a nun or the Pope or whatever. Because the Holy Spirit can work with anybody, and I mean anybody. And when we choose to act out of charity, goodness, truth, beauty, or mercy, we act with the power of Christ. So all those different forms, from Christ himself to our own little actions, all of those things have at least one thing in common. They all somehow push back against the evils that we encounter day by day. That's really what the commission of Christ in the gospel is about today. Pushing back the evils of the world, being sent as a lamb among wolves. Only there's a bit of a twist on that. The problem is not getting caught by a wolf. The problem is turning into a wolf. That's the real danger. Okay? When the bad parts of the world change you for the worse. I know that's a scary thought. So what we can take out of this today is that, like a wolf, the world, the collective summation of evil of reality, the world will chew you up and spit out the pieces as long as you let it do so. If you use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are made available to you, which are available to us all, the world cannot conquer you for long. It might get a few good shots in, but the world cannot claim you unless it converts you. And if it manages to convert you, if you end up with more wolf than lamb inside, your place at Christ's side with his other allies is still waiting for you. We only belong to the world when we choose to be so. The world cannot own us. The best it can do is trick us into believing that it owns us. So even if you fall for it for a little while, you can always snap out of it, and you can always return to that place where you truly belong, on Christ's side. So rejoice, for your names are written in heaven. All right, that spark of divinity that is within each and every one of you, it guarantees that. And because of that, you don't need to sweat the small stuff in life. You don't need to be afraid of your failings or your shortcomings. You do not need to live in dread of when life gets the better of you. It will from time to time. You don't need to worry about that because in the end it doesn't really matter. Your names are written in heaven. You belong to God. And no power or principality can ever take that away from you. So keep it close and keep it safe.